It is your pre-match warm-up. Aston Villa very much on the agenda as we look ahead to the Boxing Day fixture at Villa Park. Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Mike Kearney, Mo Stewart, all in the studio. The opposition for you to come a little bit later on in the show. But Gibbo, it would have been nice to have gotten the win against Manchester City for a little bit of a confidence boost. But if you want to look for the positives, Liverpool got some minutes into some footballers' legs ahead of a really busy period.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we'd have all liked to have gone through last night. We'd have all liked, you know, that confidence boost, like you're saying. But at the same time, we do need to reflect the cavalry's on its way, really, isn't it? There was a few that we knew would be missing, and then there was one or two others that took us a little bit by surprise. It feels like most, if not all of them, are going to be available for Boxing Day, which is brilliant. Obviously, there's the long-term injuries that we won't have, but in terms of, you know, the guys who are there or thereabouts, it looks like they're going to be around. And so, you know, three or four coming in just massively improves us. And I thought, you know, the squad players, young lads, did well last night. You know, they're playing against elite opposition. You know, I know they had a few outs as well, but they're still playing against the best, aren't they? And I think, you know, players should be proud of themselves. But, you know, this Villa game, given how big it is, you know, you want your guys who've been there, who've done it, who are going to be able to, you know, grind it out if necessary, and they are to come. And so, yeah, it would have been nice to get a win, but certainly some positives and, you know, very few concerns for me going into the Boxing Day one.
It wasn't just minutes in the legs, Mo, because the context of the football match is also important here. And it was a high-level quality game of football. Now, I can't for a minute spin it and say Liverpool were the better team, because they weren't. But that said, there were a number of players you'd expect to see on Boxing Day played in that fixture, and it was vitally important we started the fine-tuning process for some of those boys.
I think so. I think it was a performance that reminded you that they're all kind of at different levels in terms of fitness, sharpness, all that kind of stuff. It was a bit of a mishmash in times. There were players who I thought did really well, and there were players who thought they'll come off the pitch thinking that they could have done better. But even within all of that, even within the fact that, like you say, City probably dominated, there was still enough in patches. We were still threatening. We were able to threaten the best team in Europe, I think, without some of our better players. So there's plenty to take confidence from. I think when it comes to the second half of the season, I think we're all aware of the importance of it. And maybe the idea that we want to start quickly to kind of build confidence quickly, this game at Villa is going to be a lot tougher